A hunting trip to Kodiak Island, Alaska, with Christian Quested, David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. Christian and his hunting buddy were going after big game.
It's not very cold during that season, and there's no shade because there's no trees. Kind of a tough one because we fly about an hour and a half in on a puddle jumper, and they land, and they let you out, and we set up right on the shore, and you put up a bear fence. And so just the whole concept that I need to sleep inside of that bear fence kind of makes you nervous. Right?
That's an electrified fence.
Yes,
right?
It literally looks like what they set up to keep cattle in places and whatever. Well, actually, I think we had two strands of rope that has wire in it and this little electrical box that's got a battery.
Yeah.
And you have a gate with a plastic handle on it. And when you get back, I mean, you probably have less than 100 feet of wire. So you've 25 by 25 foot square around your tent and your meat's hanging up. And I sleep pretty heavy at night. Fortunately, my hunting partner, Nathan, doesn't. But you're always just sitting there wondering, you know, you hear these stories, and here I am. You know, if they're happy and they're full, then they don't have much interest in humans. If they're hungry, then I guess you never know what they will do. Yep. I mean, my dad grew up in Livingston, Montana, so, I mean, he has countless grizzly stories and stuff that have been kind of ingrained in the back of my mind.
I wouldn't sleep a wink. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.